On this Billy Vaughn Vinyl Tuesday, we have 37.
Ooh, I like that. Billy Vaughn Vinyl. The Vaughn Vinyl this morning. You're from the vault. How about that?
Ooh, I like that.
We're going to...
Va-va-voom!
I'm done with that. It's time to talk Cavaliers basketball this morning. With Tim Alcorn, voice of the Cavs, is brought to you by your Tuffy Auto Service Center, Cleveland Street in Elyria, Broadway, Lorraine, Route 58 in Amherst. Tim, there's been no eggnog drinking this morning. I just want to let you know we're just in sort of one of those moods. I don't know what it is, but here we are, December 5th already, and looking forward to the holidays. And it's kind of a slow week for the Cavaliers in their schedule, right? According to JB, this gives them some time to do some practicing, right? If they have enough time in between, they can maybe work on things. Is that possible?
Absolutely. Practice time becomes very limited once the season begins because the games just keep coming and coming. And so when the NBA put together the in-season tournament, this week was held open, for lack of a better term. It was all TBA because you had to see who was going to advance to the knockout rounds. And, of course, that started last night. And so the Cavaliers and the rest of the NBA teams that didn't make the knockout rounds, they had games that they knew they would play on Wednesday and Friday, but they didn't know against whom and they didn't know where. You had to wait until the group play in the in-season tournament was concluded. So once the Cavs found out they did not make it, then they had to figure out, or the NBA had to figure out, who they were going to play tomorrow night and Friday. And it turns out it will be Orlando and then at Miami on Friday night. So, yes, it did give the Cavs some practice time, and I guess as disappointed as they were that they didn't make the knockout round, it's good to be able to get into the gym and just practice for a few days.
And hopefully no injuries will come their way. The injury bug is kind of what we've seen all season, but that's life in sports, if you will. How is the health of the team right here in December?
Well, I mean, we'll see how it goes with Caris LeVert. He was dealing with the sore knee a couple of weeks ago, came back. But then in that game against Portland, where the Cavs really laid an egg against the Trailblazers, Caris didn't play well. It didn't look like he was running well on the floor. He was limited that night to 5 points. And so he's got the sore knee. So we'll see what his status is for Wednesday night. Maybe that'll help him in the sense that the Cavaliers have a few days off and he can just get that knee tended to. So everybody else, aside from Ty Jerome and Dean Wade, although he did practice yesterday, everybody else should be healthy and ready to go.
One of the things JB was talking about is hunt for consistency. Have you seen the inconsistency through these the games? I guess the schedule, you know, our 11-9 record maybe kind of indicates that.
Well, you sound like Bill Parcells. You are what your record says you are. But there's some truth to that. But there's also truth to the fact that this entire roster, as it was envisioned back in the summer, has never been on the floor. Now, they've finally been able to get to the original starting five that they had envisioned with Garland, Mitchell, Strus, Mobley, and Allen. But the roster as it was constructed still hasn't been put together. But, oh, yeah, there's no doubt there has been inconsistency. Choppy might be a word to use as well, where you see the Cavs and what they're capable of play in spurts. JB used the term flashes the other night. But you just don't see that consistent play. And I think injuries play a part in that, where guys aren't used to playing with one another. But at some point, you need to become cohesive. So 20 games in, that's 25% of the season. Of course, the flip side is 62 games left, so there's still a lot of basketball.
Tim, I wonder if the Cavaliers are trading off some defense for offense and if that could be an issue.
Yes. To be blunt, and we had Mike Gansey on during the offseason, Cavs GM, and he talked about that. With the signing of Strus, with the signing of Niang, and trying to become a little bit more of an up-tempo team, you are going to sacrifice from some defense because of the fact, number one, the opposition will just get more possession. So the law of averages says that if they score on 3 or 4 out of 10 of those possessions, that's going to add points to their total. But it will also create opportunities for the other team's offense. So it has happened. We have seen it. But again, the goal of the team this year was to add more offense, to play with that quicker pace and get up and down the floor a little bit more.
You said they're taking on Orlando, who apparently has been on a tear for a while. They've 9-1 in their last 10 games, according to something I saw. So, yep.
I'll tell you what. I remember last year, as we called the Cavs and Magic games, Jim and I would say, look out for this Magic team. They are on the rise. They're a young club. And not that Jim and I are soothsayers, but it has really come to fruition this year. It's a really well-constructed team. It's very young. But to your point, Bruce, they're playing terrific basketball as of late. They got blown out on Saturday night, but it was simply a schedule thing. But, yeah, they're playing good ball. They're 14-6. And right now they lead the Southeast Division in the Eastern Conference. Just terrific talent. Paolo Banchero, last year's Rookie of the Year. The Wagner brothers with Mo and Franz. This is a really nice team. So, again, we'll see how it all unfolds. I mentioned earlier 62 more games, but so far Orlando has been very impressive.
All right. Well, we look forward to the call coming up tomorrow night. Cavaliers host Orlando. We've got our lead-in game for you is the girls' high school basketball cage matchup, St. Vincent, St. Mary's at Elyria Catholic, and then we'll pick up the Cavs and Orlando with you and on the call. Appreciate your time this morning, Tim. Thanks.
That's awesome, Bruce. Real quick, hey, I dialed in on the mobile app to the DeFranco tournament on Saturday while we were in Detroit, and great coverage, as always, by WEOL, and congratulations to everybody at Midview for another just incredible day of basketball honoring Troy DeFranco and the DeFranco family.
Yeah, absolutely as well. Tim Alcorn, voice of the Cavs, joining us as again brought to you by Tuffy Auto Service Center on WEOL.